of some people, but mostly it's almost come, you know, like Atlanta. I mean, you can be dropped off there and go to maybe a play, and you wouldn't think that you were in Roswell. It'd be nice and be. In other words, they have nearly everything Atlanta has, only they don't have a, they don't have the aquarium and things like that, but they still got lots of antiques and people comes and visit.
Do you think that people that live in the community now think of themselves as being from Roswell or from as being from Atlanta?
Well, they outnumbered, there's more people from Michigan in Georgia now than that's living in the Roswell area. I'm just giving you, there's no, it's hard to find those people that does like the Roswell people did 30 years ago. They're all newcomers about it.
Uh-huh. How long when people move in, how long do you think it takes for them to feel like they're from Roswell?
Well, I'd say 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah.
What are some of the major changes that you've seen in Roswell?
Is business. Now, they still have the antique, the old drug store when I went in service. Back in the 40s, it's still there. And lots of things are still there in Roswell. The Smith House and all, it goes back 200 years, I guess. And then you got those big homes down there around the square that goes back over 200 years.
When you were in the real estate business and in the funeral home business, were there activities here in Roswell that you participated in, either church activities, social activities, business groups?
In the real estate, I mostly sold country property. I've not sold 40 homes in all my real estate history. It's been mostly mountain land.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain land and around edge of Roswell, to give you the difference. That was in the late 50s. You could buy all the land you wanted about it at $50 an acre. It's going now for over $25,000 an acre. That's in Roswell extended their city limits out there to like our old home place. Extended out as it extended, and then developers come, it would make the property go up. But at that time, you could get all you wanted at $50 an acre. I sold it as fast as I could list it. Lockheed, which is Lockheed now, but it was called Bell Bummer, and that was that, and the doctors was my main clients.
What were some of the other major businesses or industries here in Roswell?
Well, you had the cotton mill. That goes back 200 years. The cotton mill, even back in the war, that right down there at the river, is still some of the foundation of the old cotton mill, and they would bring cotton mill and wool